Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
Good afternoon, Gary Finch. I want to share a little scripture with you and a brief commentary on it. And as I say that, I won't tell you what commentary is. That's my opinion. My opinion ain't no better than your opinion, but I hope that it will encourage you to look and consider some of this. I'm going to look at Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he has sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that he hath said, vengeance belongeth to me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. What I want to talk about around this is there's a teaching in the churches today that Jesus Christ went to the cross and died, shed his blood for your sin, past, present, and future. I challenge you, Bible scholars, show me where it says that he died and shed his blood to pay for your future sins. This scripture right here in Hebrews says if you continue to sin afterwards, there's consequences. Now, he provided us a high priest that sits at the right hand side of the Father. Yes. And he's empowered to forgive your sins. That's why we encourage, I hope we encourage, people to try to live a holy life. But when we fall short in sin, that we go to that high priest and ask for forgiveness and understand that he will forgive us and go forth. For him to have at the cross forgiven all the sins that you're going to commit for the rest of your life would be like the Catholic Church selling you an indulgence to go out and sin. He took care of the sins at that time. When he calls you to salvation and you come to an understanding and agreement that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you agree to profess with your mouth such and start to follow Christ, you'll be a new man. I'm going to tell you, humans are humans and we got problems and we're still living in the flesh. And we may be a new man, but we got the old man back under there somewhere on life support. And every once in a while, he catches a breath and he causes us to do something different than what we ought to do. Paul says, what I love, I fail to do. The things I hate, I continue to do. We will sin so long as we are bound to a fleshly body. Now, the spiritual man inside is trying his best to live a holy life. But as long as we're bound to this structure, to this body on this earth, we will sin. And we should seek forgiveness. Why do I bring this up? Because common teaching is, once you come in and accept Christ and join Christ's church, you've got a pass forever. You've got an indulgence for the rest of your life to sin, do whatever you want to do, because you're saved, you're good. I read this book. I don't know how many times I've read this book. Some of it I've read so much. In fact, I got a relatively new one today because the old one was crumpled and highlighted and scribbled in. And I had to start over, okay? It does not say, once saved, always saved. In multiple places, it says, he who endures to the end will be saved. Folks, live the best you can live. Go out and make disciples of Christ. We have a command to do that. Go to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness when you make those fleshly sins. Don't sit on the couch with CNN or the local football channel and say, I'm good. I can do whatever I want to do. I went to the preacher when I was 12 years old. I went to the preacher. He told me, you sin, son. Your sins are all forgiven for the rest of your life. You good. Once saved, always saved. Christ will come back and get you one day. Take you to heaven. I get so aggravated with people teaching these things. I wish it was true. But he gave me 66 books in the canon. And it just don't say that. It don't say that. I stand in the pulpit on Sunday and I try to teach people and guide people. And some people come to me and say, I never heard that. And other people come and say, preacher, you crazy. I ain't never heard a preacher say such a thing. On a Sunday not too long ago, I tried to make the point. I said, you come into church and the people have been coming. Some of them were born in the church 97 years ago, okay? They in the church every Sunday. They're Christian. I want to tell a story about a girl I met this week, but I'm afraid she'll hear it and know I'm talking about her, so I'm not going to do it. But anyway, they're Christian. They secure. They gone. They ain't no problem. I hope they all right. I hope they all right. I said, all of you can tell me what John 3:16 says. If I go around individually and ask you, 99% of you can tell me what it says. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. Believe in him till you catch the last breath. Don't abandon him at 45 years old and decide to do something else. Now, how many of you can tell me what John 3:13 says? And a few of them grabbed for them pew Bibles. I already told you we're a Methodist church. If you want them to bring the Bible next Sunday, you better tell them to bring the Bible next Sunday. If you don't, they'll depend on the pew Bible that's in there that ain't never been opened. Okay? John 3:13 says, no man has ever ascended into heaven. How can we be that close? How can we be two verses off and have no idea what it says? Because we didn't read John 3:16. Somebody stood in the pulpit or in front of the Sunday school class and told us what it said over and over and over our whole life, so we know. Folks, we got a good deal with Jesus Christ. He done a lot for us. He continues to do a lot for us today. He paved the way. He made it possible for us to have eternity with him. But he didn't never intend for us to just take it for granted and go. We got to understand he didn't give you an indulgence to sin for the rest of your life. He didn't promise to come back and get you and take you somewhere else. He promised to come back and be with you forever, provided you endure to the end. Okay? So, I have made acquaintance with a preacher up at Yemisi and recently, and we've had some talks about different things. The thing that scares me is I agree with what he says too often, okay? And I said, how can people just believe that they can do anything they want to do? How can they do it? I said, we must endure. One more thing and I'm going to hush on this, okay? Along with those other things in there that do not match up with this past, present, and future story, and once saved, always saved, and all these things we're teaching. I know, the preacher in Yemisi told us the other night we was talking, he says, I never went and looked up the Methodist Church to see what y'all believe. He says, from what I see and hear and understand, we all worship in the same God. We got an understanding. And I thought, yes, that's right. And I said, if we took all of those church doctrines and put them in a bucket and throwed them away and just went back to the book, we'd be so much better off, folks. So much better off. Sometimes I think we design doctrine to make our church more appealing than the other church. That's all I'm going to say. Open the Bible and read it. You're going to be shocked.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Fench, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in His light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.